your stock pick, Derek, for this evening?
Yeah, and you know, bringing it home for the first time in a while, my stock pick tonight is SPAR. You know, the SA retailers have certainly been under pressure. A lot of mixed bag of results if you just look at the big signature retail assets out there. But SPAR certainly delivered a very strong set of numbers in a very difficult economic environment. I think that these shares have certainly priced on a lot of the worst case scenario at this stage of the game. Again, a lot of my premise is on the potential uptick in economic growth or potential turnaround from where we are at this stage. I do think that SPAR has certainly managed their business very well over the last 5 years plus, if you just sit here and look backwards from today. So I think, you know, a big salute to management, great numbers in a very tough economic environment, and certainly a share I'd have in the portfolio for the long term.
Yeah. How are you feeling about the retail space, Jean-Pierre?
I actually think there's some value, but it once again is premised on the fact that South Africa isn't in this zombie-like, very, very low GDP growth scenario, but actually that we do get a recovery and we do sort out our SOEs and we see stronger economic growth, and then the retailers look reasonably priced at current levels.
But your stock pick not emanating from that space this evening, so take us through it.
Yeah, so one of the beauties of looking internationally means you can look at sectors where you don't have a single company listed on the JSE. My pick for tonight is Broadcom. It's a semiconductor company, which means it makes microchips. Mm-hmm. Now, microchips, the machines to make them, are extremely expensive, which means you get long periods of overcapacity and undercapacity, making the industry very cyclical. That means that there are times when the companies look very cheap and times when the companies look expensive, times when they generate a lot of cash and times when they do less so. Now, Broadcom, what they have done is they've diversified into software. They bought Symantec, the antivirus company, more recently, IT security, as well as CA Technologies, which is a leading provider of mainframe software. So what they've done is they have the hardware with the chips.
Yeah.
They have the software now that they've diversified to. It gives them a more stable cash profile, and it diversifies their business, where there's a lot of synergies these days where people say software will eat the world, meaning that if you look at, say, your iPhone, the integration between hardware and software is so intertwined that you can do all kinds of wonderful things when the hardware and the software really speak to each other very well, and Broadcom is a key player in that market.
Okay, so one to watch. Let's leave it there. Gentlemen, thanks so much for having joined me in studio this evening. Of course, Jean-Pierre Fester is with Protea Capital Management, and Derek Jansen van Rensburg is with Anchor Securities. We take more of your stock-related questions tomorrow. Have a good evening.